Hello, welcome back to Magic Woods. This story is called Doggy Falls in Love. Well, one day Doggy said, "I'm not allergic to love anymore." And Burr and Bunny said, "Oh, that's random and great, good for you." Doggy said, "Yep, well, I guess it's time I found a partner." They said, okay. Doggy said, "But I don't know where to start. You can't exactly find a partner at the store, can you?" And Bunny and Burr said, "We'll help you look. So what do you like boys or girls or both or what?" Doggy said, "Let me think. I think I like girls." Burr said, "Okay, good to know. Do you have anyone in mind?" Doggy said, "Well, I should ask Missy first." "What?" Missy was a fancy poodle, and she was very stuck up and vain, and she didn't even like Doggy. Doggy said, "Yeah, because once upon a time, when Mr. Constrictor ruled yesterday's macaroni, I was supposed to be married to her, so I think it's only polite for me to ask her first." They said, "Okay." So Bunny and Murr went to find Missy. She was admiring herself in a mirror. And they said, "Missy, what? Could you love Doggy with all your heart?" Missy went, "Ugh, no way. He's scruffy looking and he's a hero." Murr and Bunny said, "Okay." So they went and found Doggy, and Doggy said, "What did she say? What did Missy say?" They said, she said that she doesn't want to marry you because you're a scruffy looking hero." And Doggy said, "Oh, she's right. I'm just a scruffy looking hero." Murr said, "Actually, that's a good thing compared to what she is." Bunny said, "Do you have anyone else in mind, Doggy?" And he said, "Well, maybe Quacky." Quacky was a duck with golden feathers, and she was the richest animal in Magic Woods. Bunny said, "Okay, well, ask Quacky." So Bunny and Murr went to Quacky's mansion, and they had a little lunch with her. And midway through the lunch, they said, "Quacky, could you love Doggy with all your heart?" And Quacky choked on her watercress salad, and she went, "Doggy, that rock and roll hound dog?" "Yes, him." Quacky said, "Oh, girls, he is too uncouth and unmannered for my fancy lifestyle. I can't be with someone like him." They said, "Okay." So Bunny and Murr went back to Doggy, and Doggy said, "What did Quacky say?" They said, "She says that you're too uncouth." Doggy said, "What does uncouth mean?" Murr said, "It means you lack dignity and manners." Doggy said, "Oh, she's right. I'm just an uncouth, dirty dog. No one will ever love me." Murr said, "Oh, Quacky's just stuck up." Bunny said, "Do you have anyone else in mind?" And Doggy said, "Well, I think the Queen of Woodville is kind of nice, but she'd probably never love me." Bunny said, "We'll ask her." So Bunny and Murr went to Queen Nylon Mouse's castle and had tea with her. And then as they were drinking the tea, Bunny and Murr said, "Nylon Mouse?" "Yes, girls." Could you love Doggy with all your heart?" Nylon Mouse stifled a burp. She said, "Doggy? Doggy Cornelius Munchabunch III? "Yes, him." She said, "Oh, girls, I am of royal blood. I need to marry someone who's a prince or a king, not an old hound dog." "Okay." So they went back to Doggy, and Doggy said, "What did she say?" And they said, "She said she can't marry you because you don't have royal blood." And Doggy said, "Oh, she's right. I just have regular old normal blood. I'm no good." Oh! Bunny said, "Doggy, calm down. We'll find somebody for you." But they couldn't think of anyone who could maybe be in love with Doggy. Murr said, "Doggy is so nice, and he's so loyal, and he's funny, and he deserves the best." And Bunny said, "Well, the best? Like, the most powerful and most beautiful?" Murr said, "No way. You're not thinking of Mama, are you?" Bunny said, "Well, we could ask her." So the next time Mama appeared, Bunny and Murr said, "Mama, could you love Doggy with all your heart?" "I am the most beautiful and powerful goddess in the universe. I can't marry a raggedy old mortal hound dog." "Okay." So then Murr and Bunny told Doggy the news. They said, we talked to Mama about being your girlfriend." And Doggy said, "What? What did she say?" And they said, "She said that you're too mortal and a hound dog." Doggy said, "Aw, she's right. I'm just a dirty old mortal hound dog. No one will ever love me. I guess I'll never find love." Murr said, "Well, maybe I can help you find a fizzler instead." He said, "Oh, okay, I like that drink." So Murr and Doggy went off to go find a fizzler. And then after that, Murr and Doggy started playing together and hanging out together all the time. And they had a lot of fun in each other's company. They would do funny games and go running through the park and try and fly kites and do all sorts of fun stuff together. And then, slowly but surely, they fell in love with each other. It was unexpected love, the best kind. And then one day, Kitty and Bunny were watching Doggy and Murr playing in the park. They had been flying a kite, but the kite got stuck in a tree, and then Doggy and Murr were trying to reach the branches to get it out, but neither of them could climb, so they kept falling back down, and they were laughing and having a great time. And Bunny said, "Oh, look at them, Doggy and Murr in love. Isn't it wonderful?" Kitty said, "I think it's weird." Bunny said, "Well, I think it's wonderful." And then all of a sudden, Missy came up to them, and she said, "Hey, Bunny." Bunny said, "What?" She said, "I've been thinking about what you asked me about marrying Doggy, and you could tell him I will marry him, because he is rich, after all, from being in that rock and roll band. He'd make a good enough husband." Bunny said, "Okay, I'll tell him." And then Missy went away, and then Quacky flew overhead and landed next to them. And she said, "Bunny, I've been thinking, Doggy would actually make a fine husband. He could take some etiquette classes and learn how to be fancy, and then he could live with me in my mansion and be rich." Bunny said, "Oh, okay, I'll tell Doggy that you said so." And then Quacky flew away, and then a royal messenger came running up to them with a special message from Queen Nylon Mouse. It bore the royal seal of Westland. And Kitty said, "Open it!" And Bunny opened the letter, and it said, "Dear Bunny, I have reconsidered your offer. Tell Doggy I would be happy to marry him. He's the one who rescued me from enchanted slumber, after all, and discovered Spring Valley. Maybe it's destiny that he and I were meant to be together. Sincerely, Queen Nylon Mouse Goldember, Queen of Westland and all lands west of the lake." Kitty said, "Whoa, Meowmy! He'd get to be the king!" And then, they heard the hum of Mama. And Mama said, "Bunny, I have reconsidered your offer about marrying Doggy." Kitty said, "What?" Mama said, "He would make a fine husband, for he has a good soul. I can slowly transform him into a handsome, immortal demigod, and he can live with me forever in my forest in the sky." Bunny said, "Okay, I'll go tell him." And then Mama floated away. And Kitty said, "What are you waiting for? Go tell Doggy the good news." Bunny said, "Okay." And Bunny went over to where Doggy and Murr were still trying to get the kite out of the tree. And finally they gave up trying to get the kite out. And Murr was laughing and she said, "I'm going to go grab a couple of fizzlers. You want one?" Doggy said, "Sure." Murr said, "Okay." And she started to walk away to get the fizzlers. But then she remembered she had left her money back at the tree. So she turned around to get it. But then she heard Bunny talking to Doggy. And she hid behind a bush to listen to what they said. And Bunny said, "Hey, Doggy, how are you doing?" And he twirled around and said, "Oh, I'm so great. I'm so in love. Whoop!" And he tripped and fell, but he was still smiling. And behind the bush, Murr smiled. She really did love Doggy, even if it was very clumsy. She loved his exuberance. And Bunny said, "That's great, Doggy. I have a couple of messages for you." He said, "Oh, what are they?" Bunny said, "Well, I talked to Missy a little while ago, and she said that she would marry you now." "Oh. And I talked to Quacky a little while ago, and she said that she's decided she will marry you if you take some etiquette classes." "Oh. And I got a message from Queen Nylon Mouse saying that she would like to marry you too and let you be king and live in the castle with her." "Oh. And I talked to Mama a couple of minutes ago, and she said that she would marry you after transforming you into a handsome, immortal demigod, and that you would live forever with her in the forest in the sky." Doggy said, "Oh." And behind the bush, Murr went, "Oh, of course he's going to pick one of them. If he marries Missy, he'll feel like he's doing the honorable thing. If he marries Quacky, he'll be super rich. If he marries Nylon Mouse, he'll get to be the king of a wondrous kingdom. And if he marries Mama, he gets to live forever with the most beautiful woman in the universe. Why would he ever choose little old me? Oh, well." And Murr started to walk away. But then she stopped because she heard Doggy say, "Well, Bunny, kindly tell Missy that I would rather marry a neutron bomb than marry her." "Okay. And kindly tell Quacky that I would rather live in a garbage can than live in her mansion." "Okay. And Ruffy, kindly tell Queen Nylon Mouse that I'd rather be king of the garbanzo beans than king of her kingdom." "Okay. And tell Mama," Mer listened very carefully, "tell Mama that I am already in love with the most beautiful woman in the universe, and her name is Mer." Bunny smiled and said, "Okay, I'll deliver your messages." And then she walked away. And then Mer came out from behind the bush and she said, "Hey, Doggy, I was totally listening to all that, you know." And he said, "Oh, good." And then he got down on one knee and he said, "Mer, could you let me love you with all my heart? Even though I'm just a raggedy old hound dog and you're a super smart, super beautiful pika." And hearts and stars flew out of Mer's eyes and she went, "Oh, you know what I am?" Doggy said, "Of course, I've always known. You're a pika." And Mer said, "Yes, yes, 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 I love you." And she hugged and kissed him. Later, after Kitty heard the story, she said, "Huh, that's cute, but what's a pika?" If you don't know what a pika is, you should look them up. They're kind of like cute little mouse bunnies. And that's what kind of animal Mer had been all along. Well, that's the end of the story, Doggy Falls in Love. The next story is called Old Man Oak. Goodbye.